Yeah, our position is that ECZ should go ahead to lift the suspension of these two political parties so that they go back into their campaign activities. We believe that in the period that they have been suspended, they have reflected on their activities, and they have spoken to their cadres to refrain from engaging in violence.
What about the issue of observing the COVID-19 protocols? Because some Zambians have expressed concern that these political parties are going about holding rallies, even door-to-door campaigns, which they see as super spreaders of the COVID-19 disease in Zambia.
The problem has been, again, that authorities have allowed the ruling patriotic front to go ahead and restrained from conducting their campaign activities without observing the COVID 19 guidelines that have been given by the health authorities. For instance, yesterday the president toured one of the markets in the compounds, and that was a super spreader. But on the other hand, if the opposition parties go out to do similar things, then they are restrained by the authorities. We think that this is unfair application of these measures, and it should come to a stop.
There are concerns that political tensions will significantly increase in weeks to come ahead of the elections. Some of your organizations, including religious groups, civil society groups, are calling on supporters of the political parties not to engage in violence. But there is real fear that the violence could increase ahead of the elections. What is your take on that?
Well, the onus is really on the ECZ to deal with the situation firmly by invoking the provisions of the Electoral Code of Conduct, including going to the extent of not only suspending these campaign activities, but also disqualifying candidates where electoral violence will happen so that we have a peaceful election come August 12.
Well, George, some UPND supporters are on record to have accused the police of being biased in favor of the ruling party, and that in some cases their supporters have been prevented from campaigning and all that. Are their criticisms justified, and how do you think the police can rectify this to show independence, as some people say they want to see in the run-up to the elections?
Yes, Peter, this is very much justified because most of the time we have seen Zambia police shielding perpetrators of violence from the PF. You see, it all boils down to the issue of application of the law, during this time. And we see that the police have been unfairly applying the Public Order Act, but also we it appears that the Zambia police has been infiltrated by cadres. We actually pity the Zambia police because it's difficult for them to operate professionally and independently because of interference from the executive arm of government.
What is FODEP's message to the people of Zambia, as well as these two major political parties, as the suspension preventing them from campaigning in the capital Lusaka elapses this week?
Appealing to the Zambian people to go out there and exercise their democratic right to choose candidates of their choice. We are a peace-loving nation, and the world is watching us. What is at stake is not actually elections, but it is how we preserve our peaceful nation. Because after August 12, we still will have our Zambia, but we don't want to have our Zambia which is in flames.